Yeah, it's high everywhere. You just can't get away from it. Okay, let's see now. Oh, I don't need to turn this on yet because I gotta get. Yeah, I think I'll put it there.
Would you tell me a little bit about Twin Lakes? About its history or anything at all?
No,
anything
at all? You know.
Well, how does it make a living? What do people do around here to make a living?
They work all from here.
Uh-huh. So it really doesn't have much industry
of
its own.
No, it hasn't got any industry of its own.
Uh-huh.
They work, part of them, I know part of them works over there at that mill in Clarkville.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of them works in town. Just here and there.
Is there any farming around here?
Not right here. There is around Lake Park.
Uh-huh.
There's quite a bit of farming around Lake Park.
Uh-huh. Okay. So let's see, I guess I'll go ahead and ask you some of these questions. Now these are going to seem kind of dumb to you, but they're important to us, so just bear with me. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
That's the morning part.
Okay, but do you have an expression that has the word sun in it? Sun something?
Mm-mm. No,
sunrise or sun up?
Well, I say sun up.
Sun up, you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you don't have a word for these things, you know, I want you to tell me, because that's just as important as if you do. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
That's evening.
Okay. Now, here again, do you have an expression with sun in it? Like sunset or sun?
Sundown.
Sundown. Okay. Let's see. What time was it 20 minutes ago?
20 minutes ago. Uh-huh. It was 20 till 12.
Well, okay, what time was it 15 minutes ago then?
Quarter till 12.
Quarter till, okay. You know, some people say a quarter off, some people say quarter till, some people say 15 off, some people say 11:45. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is?
Fair.
Okay. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Call that a shower.
Okay. And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
The mantle.
Okay. What do you call those things that hold logs in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Okay. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
I just call that firewood.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Splinters.
Okay. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Closet.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Eave.
Well, now the eaves are up around the top.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, if on a house when the boards are just, it's just a wooden house and the boards overlap like this, you know, on the outside.
Oh, you mean the weatherboard?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm after.
I thought you meant eaves of that.
Some of these questions aren't worded as well as they always
yeah.
do, you know. But that's one of the things I'm supposed to do when I go back is make suggestions about that. Let's see, what do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs.
On the porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
That's a patio.
Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking?
Barn.
Okay. Well, is there a particular, another kind of place that's outdoors? Another kind of enclosure. No. Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?